Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, it's the Stoner Chicks. Stoner Chicks Radio.
Warning, this content is for mature adults only. Must be 18 years of age or older. We do not promote the illegal cultivation or sale of marijuana in any form. This show is for educational purposes only. This show is brought to
Booyah! Hello, hello, hello again. Welcome to the Stoner Chicks Radio Show. This is the Cannabis Corner. I am your host, Dirty Rockstar. That's right. So it's actually pretty nice out here today in beautiful Southern California, as I always say. Every single day I get on a show. And, you know, no wonder we have, like, so much things to do because, we eventually will go outside and look at how the weather is. And if it's nice, most of us, we just want to stay home. And then when we want to go out, you know, that's when it's raining. We're like, oh, man, I wanted to do something, but it's raining. Oh, well. Excuses. I do. That's me. I procrastinate. I do have tons of projects, man. It's insane how much stuff in this little brain of mine just tinkering away, you know, just tinkering. And I don't know what I'm going to be tinkering on next. I did finish all of our promo t-shirts, our Free Mary Jane shirts. Those are for the movement that we're doing. The TSC, which is the Stoner Chicks, merchandise line. We have all that coming up to you soon, really, really soon, real soon. I just need to get all the info to our founding mother over there, Miss Breezy, Brwezy, all the way from Chi-Town. Hello, Breezy. How you doing? If I mess up any of my words today, I bit the right side of my tongue, and it's like, yeah, it just hurts, and you know, and every time I talk a lot, and I do talk a lot, I end up nipping it again, or you know, just chomping on it. It's like, I was telling Breezy, I was like, man, you know, I was like, maybe I shouldn't do the show today, but I was like, nah, you know, I mean, look, it doesn't matter. Of course, it matters, you know, whether you get anybody's listening out there, but and I hope you do. I hope you are. There is a little secret thing that we're going to try to do today. Hopefully everybody's listening. And Breezy had already posted it on all our social media. Hopefully you guys do something about it. If you don't, well, you know, that's too bad. Because, you know, I mean, who doesn't want anything for free, right? So, anyways, enough about that. So, today's show is about super soil. How to mix or how to come up with your own super soil to grow for your cannabis plant. I have tried one mixture of different things. I actually went to the hydroponics, the local shop that I usually go to. It's just, and it's cool because it's only about a few minutes from where I'm at. And I bought all of it. I bought about maybe six, seven different ingredients, I guess you can say. And the heaviest one, I would have to say, it's the warm casting. And I'll get to that shortly, and I'll let you know what that warm casting is all about. For those who know, then you know. And you know how it works, and it's awesome. I mean, I still use it once in a while because I do still use soil. I will be doing both. Like I said, I do have something brewing up and I'm trying to come up and make, which is I will be calling it the Hydro Pot. Get it, pots, hydropots, you know, reefer, right, you know, just make sure, man, you know, hey, look, every time you try to hit it, every time they light up, man, make sure you're safe, and, you know, I mean, you see what I'm saying, man, oh, good Lord, all of a sudden, you're you're getting pulled over by the police, man. You know, you don't want to do that, all right? So, hey, listen to that. Look, somebody is texting me. Oh, you're listening there, huh, honey? All right, give her a nice shout out. She's at work. I was we're actually going to be going on a date tonight. We're going to see Wicked at the Pantages. And yes, honey, stop blowing up my cell phone because I'm on the phone. We're on my cell phone and you're texting me. I got it. Got you. So, anyways, I had texted her earlier. I said, hey, are you excited about the show? And she was like, yeah. And I go, are we talking about the same show? And she's like, yeah, The Wicked, right? I said, no, my show. My show comes on like half an hour. And really, what? Oh, well. All right. So anyways, again, let's go back. Super Soil. All right. Super Soil is a mixture of all these different types of fertilizers and vitamins, whatever you want to call it. I call them vitamins. Vitamins for your cannabis plant. Nutrients and all that other good stuff. Whether it's dry, whether it's liquid, whether you need to, cook it or whatever, do whatever you got to do. And as long as your plant loves it, then stick to it. Not every super soil mix will work for you. And because the fact that you will be growing a different strain and not all strain, then actually, can use all the mixture that you put in the soil. So you would have to like mix almost, I don't know, maybe 10 different types of super soil, because there's just, and probably more, because there's like hundreds of like different types of strain. So anyways, but that's for today's show. All right. And just so we can recap on what happened yesterday's show, it was soil versus hydro. And I know a lot of blogs out there are really going towards the whole hydro system now. It's because it is easier. And, and as much as I would love to, I would love to switch over to hydro, I just can't do it. I mean, for some reason, I have the green thumb for soil. So I'm going to stick to that. It's whatever works for you, whatever's going to, whatever type of hydro system that will work for you, stick to it. And if you are doing, two, three, four different types of strains, jot it down. Make sure you write, you write it somewhere. You write it in a calendar. You write it on a piece of paper that's like, maybe a notebook. I do. I mean, I have a couple of notebooks that I write all the things cannabis that I do with my plants. Whether I cloned it today, I gave it this much water, my pH level was this, my PPM level was this, my light was this, how close my light is to my plants. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I call it my little cannabis story. Like a little diary, all right? And so that's basically, what was yesterday. And hopefully, I will have all those lovely, lovely, lovely hydroponics photos for you. There were top six of the hydroponic system. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that have already maybe even made their own, and we just don't know about. So if you guys do have something new that we haven't seen yet, please share it over here in the Cannabis Corner. Call up Dirty and let him know. Send me some pictures. Send me whatever you want to send me. Give me a call, anything. You guys can reach me at Dirty, D-E-R-T-Y, at thestonerchicks.com. You can also see us at www.thestonerchicks.com/cannabiscorner, or just go to that website. And, so at least, so we can share. This is the show. This is why I put the show together. So we can all share everything and all about growing cannabis indoor, especially indoor. I haven't tackled the outdoor yet, but I'm sure I will. And what else do we have for today? So, that's right. And what do you call this? So, quick thing. There's a couple of weird news today, man. I think this was like maybe a couple of days ago, but I know, I got this from one source, is from Dallas Morning News. So let's go around the world for the news around the world and what's happening in the cannabis, world industry. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. All right, that's cool. So, and hopefully everything is doing well. We talked about Uruguay yesterday. That was pretty cool. I was like, wow, man, imagine they've been like they've been doing it for like, you know, just a couple of years, and all of a sudden they're like out of debt, and their neighbor Brazil and Argentina, they're like having a hard time. So you know what? Uruguay. I love it. So this was from the Dallas Morning News. I'm sorry. And it says, I will just read it. It says, yesterday was Texas Independence Day. It was fitting that Republican David Simpson used the occasion to file a sweeping bill, HB 2165, that would end marijuana prohibition in Texas. I believe there was a little girl that is from Texas. Remember that? And she had to move. I think she left yesterday. Yesterday was her time to go to Colorado. So I'll, you know, give her a nice welcome, Colorado, when she gets there, please. A young little girl, and you know, she's leaving Texas because they can't get Texas to be legalized. So now this is the good news, because they were really waiting. I think they were waiting until like May or something to get their, you know, get at least get the bill passed, or at least get it to vote. Okay, so that's what it says. And what else? I'll just pick on it. It says, I'm proposing that this plant be regulated like tomatoes, jalapenos, or coffee. Yeah, that's right. Speaking of coffee, there is a pot of coffee vendor that I saw out in Cannabis Cup 2015 out in San Bernardino. So just to kind of, because I saw that. So yeah, he's like, I am proposing this plant be regulated like tomatoes, jalapenos, or coffee. Awesome. Yeah, well, I can't really get too excited, man, really. I'm not going to hate, but, you know, California, come on, people. Let's just get it over with, okay? Let's just join our hands together, man. Just some sing kumbaya like we used to do, you know, when we were in Boy Scout camps, man. Come on, let's just legalize cannabis, okay? Just end the prohibition. Let's just be happy. Look what's happening in Uruguay. Look what's happening in Jamaica. I mean, Jamaica even, you know, I mean, and I love this. I think I like this. I want to call the news around the world today, but today is you know, here in our homeland. But then again, Texas is sort of a separate, they do kind of think of themselves as a separate country anyways. But there you go. So, man, you know, that's one step to another state getting, you know, hopefully legalized. Okay, we do have four, and that's all we got. Miss Breezy over there had it correct me. All right, so here we go. And Texas, and now we go to Denver. This is, the source is from Reuters, and it says consumer in Colorado bought more than 17 tons of recreational marijuana buds during the first year of the state's new retail market. But sales of medicinal pot still outstripped that at almost 50 tons, officials said on Friday. Wow, man. In a national first, voters in Colorado and Washington State opted to legalize recreational marijuana used by adults in landmark twin ballots in 2012. The first retail stores opened in Colorado on January 1st, 2014. Man, that was just last year, man. What is going on over here? You know, it's like, oh, my God. Just drop the bomb on us, people. Just drop the bomb. Don't, you know what I mean? It's over. It's over. You know, all of a sudden, Colorado is going to want to, they're going to want to, like, you know, be called their own country after this, okay? Maybe Washington, too, especially if they're up in that corner up there in the United States. They're like, well, we're close to Canada anyways, and, you know, we'll just be part of Canada. No, no. Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, and that's what we're here for, right? I mean, there's, you know, for the most part, a lot of people have been coming out of the woodwork. You know, I myself, I don't smoke. I really don't smoke. But I do smoke a little bit. I can't really say I don't smoke. That's like saying, well, I didn't inhale. Yeah. Anyways. But, I mean, so imagine, you know, so it says, and then it says here, so let me just iterate how much money they made, right? It says state tax officials says that they hit nearly $700 million last year with medical marijuana, accounting for 386 of that. over half. Okay, that is insane. And recreational pot bringing in at $313 million. Good Lord. Did I just read that right? It says three and then $313 million on recreational pot? What? Hey, but you know, that's yeah. Must be nice. Hey, yo, Chicago, Illinois. Y'all better get going, you know, Breezy up in there complaining, man, y'all broke. This is how you get money. I can't even say it anymore. $700 million. Oh man. That's like lovely. Good. Oh yeah. You know, it's like crazy. So, you know, I mean, I'm trying to read this stuff and I'm like, wow. It said medical businesses were cultivating around 300,000 marijuana plants on average. Insane, right? I mean, that's pretty crazy, dude, you know? I mean, if I were you, I don't know. I mean, come on, California. Let's just get it going, right? I mean, it's all good, you know? But hold on 1 second, guys. It will continue, remember? And, you know, I mean, I really don't get it, man. I mean, you know. I mean, do we have to, like, go to Colorado and say, hey, man, can I see your books on that, dude? Yeah, man. You know, because I don't know about that, dude. That's, like, $700 million, man. That's, like, way too much, dude, okay? Good Lord. Insane. Sometimes, you know, and you know, this is part of the reason why I don't really, really read news articles, you know, anything about news, man. I really don't. I mean, they're sad. They're not happy news. You know, I mean, I'm about to hate. Even when I see somebody win the lottery and they're all happy, and, you know, that makes me happy too. But I mean, inside of me, I'm like, good Lord, I wish it was me, man. You know what I mean? Why'd it have to be him? It's like, ugh. But, you know, hey, that's, you know, that's cool, man. And I hope that person, whoever wins lottery, if you happen to win lottery, man, you know, please, you know, if you're a nice guy, stay a nice guy. And if you're not a nice guy, please be a nice guy, you know, because just so much hate and so many people out there that just have tons of money and they don't know what to do with it and all they do is spend it on stupid and useless stuff. Donate it, man. You know, go, you know, the number one you know, nonprofit or group that I would my money to is the very, very first one would be St. Jude's Hospital. It's all about the kids. You know, and it's sad to see that, but, you know, that'll be a different story, man, because it'll be all crying over you. Damn you, dirty, why'd you let me cry? So anyway, so that's that. That's the news around the world, and for us here, it's news around the United States. Oh, man, that's just a lot to take in, folks. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you really think that, you know, what do you think Colorado would do with that money? You know, there was a lot of talks about, you know, them refunding some of, you know, refunding that to the citizens of, you know, or to the citizens of Denver or Colorado itself. And that's awesome. I mean, but again, I mean, what would you do? I mean, really, what would you do? If that was you, if you were like the largest or biggest grower in Colorado, I mean, what are you really going to do when you have all these 46 other states are looking at you like, we hate you, you know. And, yeah, you're probably sitting back and like, ha, 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 look at these idiots, you know, yeah, I'm high. I'm just going to go and keep smoking my pot for free because I grow and I made $700 million. Crazy, right? Insane. That is insane. I mean, you might as well just run me over, man. I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, really, it's like, how are you supposed to, like, beat that? And here we are. And here's the funny thing too, folks, you know, let's just get on this topic just a little bit more. The fact that we are in debt, so to speak, I guess, you know, how much of that money or how much of that of Denver or Colorado money would actually go back to, or at least to the United States, I guess, because it is, they would have to, you know, I guess, pay their federal taxes, whatever. But the thing is that what happens to their budgets, though? I mean, what happens, you know, I mean, each state or each, yeah, each state gets a budget, right, you know, for them. Now, by them making that much money, I mean, the top, you know, what would happen to their budget? Would it go down? Would they not get any more budget for the next, you know, I don't know, 20 years, I say, you know, because they make that much money? And the fact that this plant is free. It's a free plant, folks, okay? This plant is free. Mother Nature, Earth, God, whoever, you know, made it, created it, and we're selling it. And we in Colorado just made $700 million out of it. Think about it for a second. Just think about that. I mean, it's like, ugh. But, you know, again, and this part of the reason why I do grow my own, it's because so I can, you know, so I don't have to go to the dispensaries and spend, you know, $25 on the Girl Scout cookies like what they're doing now. Come on, really? I understand, folks. Okay, it is from Northern Cal. It's one of the best strains ever. But, I mean, but really, though, I mean, $25 for a gram? Come on, people. Don't jump on the bandwagon. Everybody start charging $25. Look, I got some White Widow, man. And if you're in L.A., if you are listening, okay, come down to my hood, man. Give me a call, text me, whatever, man. Just, you know, we'll talk. I got some White Widow, okay? And, you know, maybe you can taste test. We'll see. But, all right. Well, I mean, excuse me. I was going to cut the show shorter today. But the fact that I didn't really read the whole article on this news, and that just really took over the show, right? You know, might as well. Cannabis news across the globe. It's your host, Dirty Rockstar. But, you know. But that's what it is. I mean, that's definitely, you know, the news around the world. And that's where we're at. So it's yes, boss lady. This is the I'm a rebel today. It's called Pirate Radio. All right. So the topic for the day. Let's go back to the topic of the day. Yes. Here you go. Round one. All right. So today's topic is super soil. What type of mixes everyone needs, and what I've used in the past. There is a lot of different mixtures out there. This one that I actually used is called Subcool Super Soil Mix. This is what has been using for the past, God, maybe 10, 15, 20 years, ever since, you know, this guy created it or started it and started mixing it. And there is different types of ingredients that you need, and hopefully there are some in your local hydroponic shop. And if it isn't, again, you could, man, you know, the cool thing is you can find everything on Amazon, you know. And it looks like, hey, look at that, man, I think I got a caller. No, you're not allowed on my show. All right, let's bring her in. We're about to fight right now. We're going to be like boxing. Here it is. We're going to be boxing the first round. Hey, hey, hey.
Hello? What's going on?
Hello? Hello? Is that how you say hi to your host? Hello?
What's up, Dirty?
Yeah, Breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y. You know, hey, you know what? Hey, you know how I get when I read that stuff. That's why I'm like, you know what? I should not. You know what? I'm gonna kill the news on my show, man. I'm not gonna talk about. I'm never gonna talk about the news in my show ever again, because that, you know me. That's just, you know, yeah, that gets to me. So
I know, and I know that you're so passionate about it, but yeah. You know what? that's why we have Sundays. And Sundays, you just bring that right back on, and we'll talk about it for an hour.
I know. I know. Well, I know, and it's funny because I was like thinking, right? Oh, I'm gonna cut the show shorter. But since we are allotted for 3 hours a day, it can actually run for 3 hours. Which just an FYI.
You know what I mean? And for the people that are listening, no, we're not gonna talk to you guys for 3 hours straight. But we're just letting you know that when we end the show, the show is over. It's not over until we leave.
So, hey, you know what? One day, maybe I'll dedicate like 3 hours of just news and like politics for like, you know, for 3 hours, man. I could just talk about this damn $700 million Colorado money.
If anybody can sit there and listen to it for 3 hours, more power to you.
They could stagger it. Like one guy would be like, "Oh, I'll listen to the first hour. You listen to the second hour, and you listen to the third hour. And then we'll reconvene, and then we'll have like a homework and a review." everything's been doing well, you know, really well. It's tough. Like I was telling you, it's tough to kind of come up with something creative every day. But it's been doing pretty good. So, but next week, you know what I'm gonna be doing this week. So you know what's up, you know, grow room, and it's gonna be so busy, man. So I'm gonna end up cutting my day shorter next week. Are you trying to applaud? Let me give you an applause. Right? Like that? That's what I bought that sound bite right there.
So I know what you did all day today.
Feel free to use it. Feel free to use it, man. You know what? I was toking today. I was hella toking today, man. I was hella toking. That's right. This is, you know, disclaimer. This is for educational purposes only. The only way that we can tell you what it tastes like is we have to try it. You know? I mean, how else can you review a strain, right? You're like, yeah, White Widow, what it tastes like? I don't know. We're not allowed to because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Right? Messed up, man. It's messed up. Yeah. I love it. Man, see, the longer you put me on the radio, man, the longer I come back to it. This is how I've always been when I was on the radio. So I love it. I love it. But, yeah, so, you know, Super Soil, right? Super Soil. But you know what, since you are on the radio, check this out. Let me ask you something. What have you learned so far, Ms. Breezy? What have you learned from my show so far? Let's ask
you. Since today, I've been having some internet issues. So I've been kind of like tuning in and tuning out. So when I was tuning in, I did hear your story. And then I lost connection. So, you know, I got Sprint too. Right. So you know how that works.
But what about from last week? What have you learned so far from last week? What do you remember, like, that's kind of like in your brain? It's like, you know, that's actually pretty cool, you know, about growing indoor. Well, you know, why would you, like, say if you wanted to start, what would be like the first thing that you would want to try out?
Well, I'm fascinated with the different strands there are, and then what you can do with the strands, and whether you want to start out with the seeds or the clones. You know me, I was really interested in that. I mean, you talked offline about it, so it was like awesome. You told me pretty much, and I look at it as. I like marijuana. I like to smoke it occasionally for educational purposes.
That's right.
But you told me you're like if we start with the seed, it's gonna take this long. But if you start with this clone, you know, it'll be like this da da da, and then it'll take this long. So I was like, So I didn't even know what I was like. Well, what's a clone? You taught me what a clone was. But you know that's one thing that when in your show you're talking about like seeds versus clones.
For sure. And here's the thing too. I really wouldn't want to talk about anything that I haven't tried it yet myself. That would just be, I mean, you know, that would just be like those online bloggers and stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've tried that. Yeah, sure you have. Show me, mister. You know, but I'm very happy to hear that because
styles of growing, and it's just like, wow, I thought you just literally, it's like you grow a plant, you get some miracle growing on pot,
man.
You know? I didn't know it was like this big process to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, listening to the show, and listening to you, and we talk it offline, I did learn a lot. So, I have learned a lot.
That's awesome. I mean, and the fact that we are getting into, you know, our movement and stuff, and this is what will help a lot of people as well, you know. It will help you where, and like I said, this doesn't even have to be just regarding cannabis. I actually picked up a few tomatoes last week. I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to grow some little tomatoes. And then I was reading this blog online where this little girl says, because I guess it's winter where she's at, and she goes, "Daddy," she's like, "how come, you know, how come strawberries can't grow in the winter season?" Not because it's cold. So you know what her dad did? Her dad freaking built a grow box, okay, out of like, again, you know, out of like an old dresser or something. Took out all the shelving, put some light in there, you know, like the ones that I talk about. And it looked like it was like under $100, right? And he started growing strawberries in there. Lo and behold, 2 months later, it grew. And she was like, "Oh, you know, so now we can grow it indoors." So I was like, "Wow, now that's amazing." You know, and what amazes me more with cannabis is that you can manipulate it as much as the plant wants you to. Okay, because I mean, the plant will get stressed out. They call it LST. That will be another show. It's called low stress. It's called a low stress. Low stress technique.
You said stress. Stress as in like stressed out, like people get stressed out.
Exactly. Cannabis you can stress them out. They're like humans. They're like human beings. The more you stress them out, the more they get angry, and the more like nugs and big buds they come out with and crystals, because you know they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be so potent, you're gonna get high, and you're just gonna fall asleep." I mean, that's the way they think. But if you leave them alone, you don't do anything to it. You just say, "Oh, happy plant, happy tree." You know, the crystals will be like, it's one of those chill high, right? So you know, so and again, it's amazing how people put so much research into this plant. You know, that they've been doing it for the past God knows how long, right? Since the 40s, maybe even the 20s. And the reason why I say that is because what other plant do you know besides bonsai trees, which is almost the same? Do you know that you know they talk about, "Oh yeah, let me go stress out my tomatoes today," or "let me go stress out my cucumbers," and they'll grow something, you know, they'll grow more potent. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how potent can you be with a tomato, really? You know, so it's like, it really is an amazing plant. It is, man. It's like, and it's, you know, it shouldn't even be considered weed anymore, man. This should be like an exotic plant. That's it. Okay. So today, March 3rd, we're dubbing the weed exotic plant.
It's not weed. It's an exotic plant.
That's it. We're not going to, you and I, we're going to eliminate weed out of our vocabulary, and then we're going to go, "Hey, how was that exotic plant taste like yesterday?" Come on.
You know what? I like it, the exotic plant. We're going to teach you how to grow the exotic plant.
Think about that. I mean, they put so much time and effort into it, right? And not just that. When have you ever heard that selling strawberries ever made $700 million? Never.
I don't know anything about the strawberry game, you know? I do.
Not even a scratch on that. And the fact that they made $700 million in 1 year by selling cannabis, the exotic plant.
Yeah.
Hello, United States of America. Okay. $700 million.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, and the fact that and the growers, I mean, these guys, and this is what I, you know, this is our like future, right? This is our what we want to be headed to is you know, to be big time growers, so we can give, you know, free Mary Jane to those medical patients that are in need. And I almost want to like really, really go there and ask them, like, "What do you guys use? You know, you guys use soil or do you guys use hydro?" You know, it's like one of those like knockoffs. Mm-hmm. "Hello, do you use soil versus hydro, or you know what, you know what I mean? I mean, I really want to know like how they grow these things, man." You know, one of these days, maybe when we finally, you know, get out of this whole, you know, prohibition, man, you know, we can, like,
I can't wait.
People's growers, you know. It's going to be fun. I mean, if you go to Colorado, they actually have a tour of the growers.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have samples. Breezy, samples. Oh, would you like a sample?
So are the Stoner Chicks going to go to Colorado for a week and,
man.
Are we going to take over Colorado for a week or so, man, or something?
You know,
or?
You know, let me just call my boy Richard Brand over there in UK, you know, the guy, Virgin owner.
Yeah.
Have him, you know, pick us up on a jet plane. That's right. we are headed that way, regardless of what happens, you know, in the prohibition mm-hmm. world. But the stoner chicks will be, you know, we'll be on top. This is our year, and, you know, we're going to slam them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
We're still trying to figure out exactly what we want to do, but we have an idea.
Of course we do. Of course we do. But, all right, well, let me finish this off because, you know, we did, you know, I really wasn't going to get on because as you can hear, I my mouth's like, ugh, good Lord. But let me, you know, but you stay on the line. We'll talk about what it is what ingredients you need to use to make the subcool super soil mix. So the number one thing about the super soil mix is fertilizer. I touched base on worm casting. If you guys know mm-hmm. what worm casting means, it's called worm poop. Okay, the little poop. They actually have poop.
Wait.
Like tiny microscopial poop. It's their poop. You know how, like, when you fertilize, your grass, you know, out front, you know, your lawn, you know, that's
yeah. Cow poop, I had neighbors. Right? We never did. We don't do that. But my neighbors used to get like manure. It would make the whole neighborhood just smell so bad.
And that's exactly what these worm casting means. They're worm manure.
Mm-hmm.
So and this has actually have been around for a very, very long time. We're talking, I mean, maybe like even a couple of hundred years old that these older plantations uses worm casting as a fertilizer to feed, you know, their growth. So that's one of the major ingredients of the super soil. And mm-hmm. it's the heaviest one too. I was like, man, this is heavy. Worm poop? Good Lord, it's heavy. Mm-hmm. It really was heavy. I was like, wow. The next one would be there's other things called a bone meal. This is like an extract, and then you also have your here's another one for you, a bat guano. Bat guano means same thing, bat poop. Okay, bat poop.
What am I but learning like a new language here?
No, it's called bat guano. I mean, yeah, no, I'll post and I have all that. We'll post it online like I did. like I did with the, you know, with the how to grow cannabis indoor for $100. Did you see all the pictures I put in there? Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, I did. I have everybody check that out, by the way.
Yeah, check it out.
On the website.
And you know what's funny? I own all of it. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to put anything up that I haven't used it or have purchased it myself. And I'm actually, I'm actually showing everyone that, you know, this is the place where I actually bought it from. So, and then the next one would be a bat guano. This is a little bit more potent. It comes in a little bag, about mm-hmm. maybe a size about 8 inches tall, about 4 inches wide. And again, I'll have all that. I'll have all the pictures and all the links up for you, so you can go check it out. What I'm talking about. The next one would
sounds
be
pretty potent.
It's very potent. And then the next mix for that is Epsom salt. Believe it or not, I don't know what Epsom salt does.
Wow,
it's I always thought that salt was bad for the soil because that's the buildup. You know, when you're putting too much water, all the alkaline, all the nasty stuff that the water, you know, puts out or gives us, it mm-hmm. becomes salty or it turns into salt. And that salt.
Well, you know what?
The water
salt works miracles. It does. It works. It works some miracles.
Yeah. So that's probably why. It's probably because of the mixture. And the next one would be sweet lime, believe it or not. You can put some lime in the soil. And, of
sweet
course,
lime.
And then you have your humic acid. You want powdered humic acid. You don't want the real humic acid because you'll burn your hands off of it. So all these things, so it all depends on how much you are going to grow. Let's say you have 10 pots, 10 5-gallon pots of cannabis ready to go, and you're like, you know, dirty, I need super soil. How much do I need? Basically, you know, each 20 quart of the Fox Farm, they're in sizes. There would be the 3-foot high, 2-foot wide, soil. And it's not organic because the Fox Farm has everything in it, unless you want to use organic. If you're going to use organic, don't use the Miracle-Gro time release, because that one, the time release meaning it gives out the nutrients at a certain amount of time. And you don't want to do that, because since you're already giving your plants nutrients, you know, daily all the way till flowering, you don't want to double dose it, and you're just going to kill your plant. So, you know, a bag of those, one bag of the warm casting, that's about the same size. They're about 20 quart, I think. And then, of course, the bat guano, either one would work. Now, the bat guano, there's I think, 8 different types. Because, this is funny, man. You're going to love this. Whoever thought that bat guano as a fertilizer, the bat poop is good, because they ended up going to Indonesia, they ended up going to Mexico, they ended up going to, like, the United States and China and Asia. It's like different countries where this one company like came up with this bat fertilizer. It's like, wow, you know. So it's all from different bats, different breed and different
types
of bats.
It's not the first thing you think of, when you want to make something. Like, oh, what about bat fertilizer?
Oh man, look, I just thought of something.
What made you think about that, sir?
And I just thought about this too. And we do smoke it, don't we? So we're smoking poop. Breezy, BREEZY. We smoke poop.
You know what? I actually quit smoking the other day.
Oh, man. So. That is crazy. That's crazy. All right. So hold on. All right. So let me finish this up. All right. So that's basically the number one super soil mix that is out in that's out online. I mean, everybody has been using this for years and years and years and years. And look, it comes down to this. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. It doesn't really matter, you know, whether it works or not for this person. You know, again, it varies. It varies on the strain that you want to grow indoor. It varies if you want to grow seed, just like I talked about last week, seed or clones.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you know, whether you're going to grow pure indica or just sativa or your autoflower, or you're going to grow a mixture of both. Again, indoor is if you have the room for it. If you have a large room for it, then, yes, if you're going to grow indica and sativa, make sure you separate them and then you bunch them up together. Because one is going to go tall and skinny, the other one is going to go wide and heavy, okay? And that's wide and short. That's basically how, you know, how indica and sativa is. So you don't want to mix it up. And then so for the super soil, you know, you don't want to, like, just go out and be like, you know, buy a whole bunch of bags and then throw it in, like, 10 pots, you know, 10 different pots, because – I would hate to just, like, for you guys to be like, man, I killed all of them. Try it on one pot first, you know. Get a little bag. If your neighbor's got some, you know, I'm sure you guys got some friends out there that has some type of super soil mix. Ask them, get something, get a little pot, you know, maybe like a 12, you know, maybe just a half a gallon pot, and try it on a strain that you're really not fond of, because in case something happens, then at least you know that you're not, you know, that you need to try some other mixture is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, just because this guy worked for him and he's like, yeah, I created the super soil, it doesn't mean it's going to work for your plants, okay? And again, that's from experience. I have, you know, again, I tried several different strains. I actually had 6 strains when I first started my super soil mix, and I used it on all of them. There was 2 that didn't make it. The one that really, really kind of flourished was my first White Widow grow. And that the structure of the growth was excellent. It gave me so many more branches by the time I flowered it. And it's crazy how, like, yeah, you know, I was like, I know, like, I learned all these things, you know, just like reading, people telling me. And then again, whatever works for you, you stick to it, man. If you ended up, like, you know, yielding or getting a nice grow on, let's say, a Bubba, you know, an OG Kush or something, stick to it. You know, Master Kush, whatever type of strain that you like, and all of a sudden it's working. You know, you're doing exactly the same thing you've done, you know, from the previous grow, and don't change anything. I mean, if you love it, if you like it, stick to it and don't change. You know, don't change it unless of course. I mean, I'm me. You know, I will try everything. And. And it's for the love. It's for the love of education, man. That's what I'm saying, right, Breezy? Love for education.
Yep.
So, you know, we got to try. Yep. We got to try it. So this is what we're here for you. you know, to make sure that your grow is comfortable and less expensive. And, you know, and let me know if you guys have some other new techniques and trips and ticks, whatever. You know, again, if you guys got a, especially with the hydro system, or if you have your own super soil mix, hit us up. Let us know. You can reach me at dirty@thestonerchicks.com, and you can also check us out at thestonerchicks.com website. And Breezy, take it away from me. What you got to say, girl? That's it for me. That was good, huh?
That was like perfect. That was smooth one. All right, so everybody out there listening, let's wind down the week this Sunday, Stoner Chick Sunday. All right. I got some interesting topics already. I already know what I want to say. We're going to talk about if you're being overcharged for weed. So I got all the prices. I got the weed prices for your area. All right. Well, hopefully, unless you're in like Bumble.
Man, you know,
I'm
Uh-oh. Here comes the police. You better watch it. They can charge you too much.
Also, we're going to go over the top strand. So I think it's the top five strands. So, yeah, we'll discuss them. And since you are the herbologist, get your kind of opinion on do you agree or disagree. So it's going to be a good show. Also, yeah, go follow us on Twitter at The Stoner Chicks. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheStonerChicks, and go follow us on Instagram at TheStonerChicks. That's all I got to say.
Awesome. Hell yeah, that's cool. And again, you know, for those, when is what's her name getting on the on her show?
You know what? I called her tonight.
Sarah, can't wait.
So awesome, you know, last time I heard, she was like, "Yeah, I just got to get it together." I'm like, "All right, man."
That's cool. A couple of shout-outs before we go. Brianna Sanchez, she reached out to us from all the way from Michigan. She, remember the volunteers. I still haven't really reached out to, what's her name, from 420 Nurses, Christian. We'll get to talk to them hopefully by next week. You know, it's been busy, man. I mean, we've been really, really going, like, crazy, you know, crazy. It's been amazing, right? It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that I've sent you so far, the pictures.
Hour.
Man, you know, so I didn't even get to go to the freaking mail, the post office today, man. I was like, oh my god, dude. Yeah, I had some issues, man. I was trying to make some cash flow going, but man, my investor was MIA and shit, so I had to hunt him down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like that
sometimes. Yeah, I had to hunt him down, so. But,
I
got to
play
good.
A little police sign. You got to play a little police. You can't say something like that without playing the police sign. You got to
play. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Just after saying something
like
that. Play the police sign.
Yeah, 4 days in a minute. Thank you. What's that?
Woo! That, man, I'm telling you. You know, but I am a proud, I'm actually wearing my free Mary Jane shirt today because I was going to go out. I was going to go out and, like, you know, share the knowledge. But I got stuck here, so yeah. But so again, I hope everybody's listening out there, and you know, I mean, we just this is a public servant, a public announcement. You know, we just and this one good thing about again, you know, the reason why I got involved in this whole cannabis community is because everybody just wants to share everything. I mean, it's like, oh, cool. You know, remember when I told you I was at the Cannabis Cup? And, you know, of course, you know, you had the activists, right? I mean, the people, like, they have their own, like, circle, you know, and they kind of let me in their circle. It was kind of cool, right? They're like, oh, yeah, come here, Nick. You know, you want to try this? You want to try? Man, I'm telling you, they had, like, languages that I couldn't understand because they were, like, talking about that weed that were, like, passing around. You know, it's like hit, puff, right, hit, whatever, puff, you know, passed or whatever. And they were just like, oh, what do you think about it? And I was like, dude, that's some secret stash, right? Like, brand new stuff, man. And I was like, man, only if I smoked, you know. I was like, oh. And she was in. Bianca was looking at me like, yeah, there's some good stuff. I'm like, oh, you're killing me, You know. So, hey, but the best thing is that if we do go out to Denver for the Cannabis Cup, man, we'll be rubbing elbows with them, girl. Like, ooh, what's up, Bianca?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least they know who we are, and this way, you know, they can get on board with us and stuff. So, last but not least, don't we have a a fundraising or something to go to, or a meeting or something with Women Grow?
Yeah, with Women Grow. It's a networking event. That is, I believe it is this week. It's on Thursday, so you will be attending that, of course, sometime in Chicago.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to clean up my calendar, make sure that I'm not, you know, I don't have much that day, and you know, I'm gonna hang up the warehouse factory manager hat for a little bit, you know, and go mingle.
All right.
Put on the dirty rockstar hat and mingle. You know, like, what's up, folks? See Mary Jane?
Yep.
That's right. There you go. You know, the new logo that the TSC has. Oh man, we're gonna launch this baby boy. I'm telling you, it's gonna be like, bam! They would know what to hit them. You know what I mean? I mean, telling you,
can't
girl,
wait.
And you know what I'm saying? It's like a bomb falling, girl. Just, you know. Oh yeah, that's right. You know, but I love it. I love the logo. Simple, easy. You know, it's just weird how, like, you got those marketing people out there, like, trying to figure out, like, okay, what logo should we get? You know, it's tough, man. It is really tough. I mean, that goes for the entire cannabis community. It's like, how do you go about, like, you know, like, getting your own logo when the logo itself is, you know, the marijuana plant, right? I mean, it's like, you know, it's a trip. It's a trip how, like, that is the logo. And here's another thing. We can all use that. Does that make sense? No one gets mad by us using that. But when you go to, like, let's say you use, like, an Apple emblem to your store, they get mad, right? They get mad. Like, no, you can't put that on there. You can't put that Apple on your window. But for us, as a cannabis community, guess what, people? We are one, because we can use that leaf all over the damn place, because that'll tell us that, yeah, oh, that's a friendly neighborhood cannabis man, you know what I'm saying, or cannabis woman, or cannabis family, you know what I'm saying? That's what's so cool about this community, right, Breezy? We ain't hating, man.
Right.
We just want to legalize. We just want everybody to be happy. We're just trying to, you know, kill some diseases that we could. You know what I mean? You know, that's it. And I really don't have anything else more to say. I mean, you know.
You hit every point. So I mean,
yeah, but, you know, but
yes.
And for tomorrow, it will be a little bit different. I am going to talk about different types of pots this time. So it's going to be pot versus. Well, there are several different types of pots that you can use, or plant pots. You know, the round ones, the square ones, you know, just the rectangular ones, the triangular ones. It's like what would work best, and to how to utilize the room inside, you know, your pot. You know, again, right, Breezy? You never really thought, like,
right,
man, that's technical. That's technical, dirty. What are you talking about? I mean, it really does matter. How many holes does the bottom have? You ever looked at that? Like, you ever looked at the pots and, like, how come this one has 4 and that one has, like, 10? You know, it's like, it depends. I mean, these people made it for a certain type of plant, too. So, but, you know, again, but with cannabis, the cannabis plant, you could, like I said, you can pretty much beat it to the ground, stress it out, man. And if you just, you know, you walk away and you tell them you love it, dude, they're going to be like, all right, cool, man, that's cool. I'll keep growing, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won't complain much, right? As long as you give them light and some water. They're good. I mean, and that's, like I said, it's amazing. It's amazing what this plant can do. And so we are at the end of our show. And thank you again for calling.
Thank you, guys.
The founding mother of the Stoner Chicks. I love. Hey, and by the way, I'm going to do a audio on the Free Mary Jane. I'll send you, the one that I was talking to you about yesterday. Yeah, I changed it up a little bit, so, you know, we'll have something going. But you should play that on Sunday. That should be our opening Sunday.
All right, I'll do that.
You know what I'm saying? So, all right, folks. Well, as always, this is the Stoner Chicks radio show. The show is called Cannabis Corner. It's everything, whatever it is that you want to talk about, anything you want to grow, you want to eat, you want to smoke. It's all about cannabis and what we can do with it and how we can promote it and, you know, and the stuff that it can do to our body and all that stuff. So, and of course, help us with, you know, in this big fight of the prohibition. And tip my hats off to all the ones that have been doing it for a very long time, and, you know, and they've survived. And now, you know, the second generation are here, and we are going to take over. And that's that, folks. My name is Dirty. I'm your host, Breezy.
Breezy.
That's right. Peace out. Here goes. Last song for you.
Gracias.